Hi, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with the author Paul Wallum. Second time we've talked to him. The first time we spoke about his International Harvester book dealing with the demise or the breakup of International Harvester. He has a new book coming out in August called Successes and Industry First, talking about International Harvester basically from that 1940 through 1980 era. So you can't get away from International Harvester folklore, I guess, Paul Wallum. What draws you to this subject?
Well, when I did the work or the book, The Breakup, I talked to interview dealers and company people. Many people ended up their conversation by saying, you know, the company did an awful lot of good things. And that's what got me going on this. We've talked so much about the negative that I thought it was time to bring out all the positives that that great old company had created.
And what were some of your angles in this new book that's going to be out in August?
Well, I started with 1940 because I found out very few people know the huge impact Harvester had in the military munitions and equipment in World War II. It was a company that did a huge job with World War II equipment. And then I started at 1940 because most people that will read the book will identify with that. Cut off with 1980 because that was the end of the really good times. And so things like the Cub Cadet, the Scout, which was the very first sports utility vehicle, and the over-the-road cab-over trucks, there's so many things the company did so well.
And I think, you know, duly noted, you know, the images you have on the front of the book, you have the Scout, you have the Cub Cadet mower, you have the truck cab, and then basically I would have what you would call a traditional tractor that you see at, you know, if you go to tractor and engine shows throughout Illinois or throughout anywhere in the Midwest. So you chose those images for a reason, I'm assuming.
Yes, for example, there were almost 600,000 Cub Cadets built. It was the very first tractor of that size, lawn tractor or garden tractor in the industry. I picked the Scout because it was the leading SVU. It was the very first. And the cab over, because when the limitations on length occurred on the highway world, then Harvester was the first one to create a short version of a cab over truck that would give more room for the trailer to be longer. The last one is the image was the M, because the largest row crop tractor in the history of agriculture has been the M or the H tractor, which sold almost 400,000 units.
You know, what really stood out to me, because I was a kid that grew up near the Quad Cities, near the East Moline plant where my father worked. So when I saw that picture of that Scout on the on the front of the book, I'm like, man, I haven't seen one of those pictures in a while. But I know that those Scouts were a big deal, especially around International Harvester plants where there were facilities at, whether you had, you know, the East Moline plant or the Farm Oil plant, you know, just a lot of guys that worked at those plants, they drove Scouts too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. In the dealership, it was a huge part of our business. We felt very bad in 75 when the pickup was dropped, and in 1980 when the Scouts were discontinued, because we sold a lot of Scouts.
As I said, my father worked at International Harvester, the plant in East Moline, for over 40 years. And as a common courtesy, after the first time I had spoke with you, you sent him the book on the IH breakup, your first book on the subject of IH. And then lo and behold, the second book comes out and I get an email from you and said, hey, I got this book coming out, this new book in August, and I quoted your dad in it. All right. So how did that come about?
Well, we discussed it and he sent me a good story, and I'll let you read it rather than me be incorrect in what he said. But it's a good story, and it was a huge part of the book, the Axiflow Combine, because when it was all said and done, I chose the Axiflow as being the most representative of success and industry firsts, because it's still going on, the Axiflow.
All right, that's awesome. I'm really looking forward to that. My late grandfather served as plant manager for many years at the International Harvester plant in East Moline. Were those, I know, Paul, in your first book, I thought you did a great job of getting out there and getting React and getting pictures of, you know, those dealers out there throughout the Midwest. And I'm assuming that's the type of work you've done with the second book, too, is, you know, getting the React from those grassroots people, so to speak, on the ground.
Yes, and more important to me was the incredible access to photography that Tom Clark, the historian for Navistar Corporation, provided me through the records and the photographs of Navistar, and access to the Wisconsin Historical Society, which has all of the historical photographs and records of Harvester. Between those two, getting first quality original photography was a huge plus for this book.
It's interesting, Paul, and I know you'd appreciate this. We had I'm broadcasting from Olita. We had a small town festival over the weekend, okay? And within, I'd say, 5 minutes, I'm not kidding you, I saw two guys with brimmed original International Harvester hats. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, man, that's awesome. And they were beaming with pride that I noticed the fact that, you know, the International Harvester brand and logo, which is such a strong image. And to kind of go full circle with you, so you do the first book, which is really a sad story, right? You talk about what IH meant to so many people, and you see the breakup, and a sad story. And then you go full circle. So after the first book comes out, you get, you know, reaction from that, but then you hear additional stories, and you say, hey, I want to do another angle on this subject. So, I mean, is that really kind of, long story short, that's kind of how this thing worked?
Absolutely. The what has occurred that really did motivate me, too, is that Case IH really became the IH continuing on, because the color is red, the IH trademark is still in there, and suddenly, now all these years later, Navistar gets purchased by Traton, a subsidiary of Volkswagen, and now Navistar, or International Trucks, will get a chance to go worldwide in a much bigger way. Bottom line, the two originals, farm equipment and trucks, are both alive and well.
All right, and again, this book called The Successes in Industry First. We're talking about International Harvester, that era from 1940 through 1980. This book will be available in August, and we'll post the contact information of how you can go about getting that on our website at WRMJ.com.
Yeah, and it'll probably be late July it's going to be printed, because it's already going to the printer. And incidentally, too, I've been amazed by the reaction to the workbook, The Breakup. It's in its fourth printing.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll look forward to maybe checking in with you in the latter portion of July. Paul, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
All right. Author Paul Wallum with us on WRMJ.